Hello, I'm Jeremy. Tell the band to go home. I'm Jeremy Robson.
Fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal and rags indeed of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. He is the greatest. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. If you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. This kid's got a left. This kid's got a right. If he hits you once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary.
Welcome, friends, to the greatest radio show on this station right now, and that is Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, here till 4 o'clock playing you good stuff. You like good stuff? Well, we got good stuff, and we'll play it all for you. Well, we can't play it all, you idiot. We can play, you know, some of it. We can play stuff that you want to hear, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. Whatever it takes, you know, get on outside and come on down here. I feel kind of stupid being stuck inside doing this because it's so nice outside, and I'd rather be, you know, outside. But if, you know, if there's someone listening, if somebody enjoys it, then it's all worthwhile. So I like to hear these things. So if you're listening, if you appreciate it, let me know today. It would be good to know. Okay. We started off with a little tribute. That was Muhammad Ali there, with a little thing, a little single he put out, called I Am the Greatest. Of course, Muhammad Ali passed away the other day. And you know, as far as, what was I going to say? I don't know. A lot of people have died this year, you know, I guess it's kind of comforting to know that not the only icons that are going to die will be musical, this year. We've lost some real greats, that's for sure. And, Muhammad Ali, we don't talk a lot about the sports here on this program. But the cultural significance, the cultural reach, the cultural influence that Muhammad Ali had is pretty significant and well worth celebrating, because there are a ton of songs about Muhammad Ali, and I figured, you know, why not? Let's play some of them for you today. And here's one that, of course, you got to play. And it was. It was recently christened. What did he call it? Hang on. The single greatest song ever performed at the Stu Dome is a live version of this song. And well, if it's that great, how could we not play the live version? This is our friend John D. Graham, along with his friend and our good friend as well, Mike June, singing a song written by Dan Stewart, who used to perform alongside Chuck Prophet in Green on Red. which helps you to understand the beginning of this song.
His co-conspirator in that band, Danny Stewart.
Yes.
Yes, right? Oh, my God. Well, after Green on Red broke up, Danny did a solo record called Can of Worms, which is one of the best records of that whole decade, and about 15 people heard it, I think. But I got to play on the record, and the way he would work is you'd come into the studio every day not knowing what you were going to do, and he would sit down and go, it goes sort of like this. All right, let's go. And then he would go, you know how sometimes at night when you close your eyes, you're trying to go to sleep, things kind of like start parading in front of your eyes? That's what this song is about. All right, let's go. And so this one, we come into the studio, and he starts showing me the chords, and he goes, this song, I wrote this song to give people hope and courage. And I just start laughing my ass off because Danny is the angriest, most bitter, cynical. And this is me talking. Like, just really. And so, but then he plays me the song, and I'll be goddamned if it doesn't work. And it's like, I can't believe it. And so really, if somebody gave you a magic wand that would give people hope and courage, and you didn't take it with you everywhere you went, wouldn't you kind of be a bitch? So I started playing this song every single time I would play. Every time I would play, I would close with this song, and I got so sick of it. I couldn't stand it anymore. And so I thought, I'll get 10 other bands to play. I'll teach it to 10 other bands. And then there'll be a good chance that no matter what night it is, somebody somewhere is playing it. And so my scheme worked, and I quit playing it. And then I started to feel, like, discouraged and, like, momentary fear creeping into my life, and I realized, God damn it, I wasn't just playing it for them. Child, I often went to sleep at night, dreaming of Ali's great fight. But now I'm old, my bones have gotten broken and cold, but I still rise at dawn's early light, having dreamed of Ali's great fight. One. by June. Once or twice, I've fallen from a very great height, but I get up and I throw a roundhouse right. Floating and stinging like a bee, why? Cause I dream of Muhammad Ali. Some say Elvis was the king. Oh, that hero of the ring. Threw away his best years, but he still came back to glory. And I cheers, dreaming of Muhammad Ali. Sing with us.
I wanted to. strangest things have happened lately when I take a good swing at all my dreams. They pivot and slip. I drop my fists in their back, laughing. Boxing's been good to me.
Muhammad Ali and me. My love put the deep in the ocean. My love talked the sky into going with blue. My love caused a big old commotion, 'cause that's what love do. The thought you knew. Ain't bragging if it's true. Ain't bragging if it's true. Ain't bragging if it's true. Said Muhammad Ali and me. My love ain't no delicate snowflake. My love is a boy with the China shop blues. And my love's holding back like an earthquake. And it's overdue. Thought you knew. Ain't bragging if it's true. Ain't bragging if it's true. It ain't bragging if it's true. Said Muhammad Ali and me. Are you gonna fall for me so far? You'll think you'll never stop landing. You're gonna fall for me so fast and hard. I leave your shadow still standing. It ain't bragging if it's true. It ain't bragging if it's true. It ain't bragging if it's true. Said Muhammad Ali. So let the little girls go. Just let them go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm gonna love you to the end of time. And just you till the end of time. I'm gonna love you to the end of time. Wait and see. It ain't bragging if it's true. It ain't bragging if it's true. It ain't bragging if it's true. Said Muhammad Ali. Said Muhammad Ali. Said Muhammad Ali. Gonna make you float like a butterfly. Said Muhammad Ali. Make it sting like a bee. I said Muhammad Ali and me.
Hi, this is Tom Russell in Winnipeg. You're listening to that. Take two, and don't use it either. Hi, I'm a good friend of Eliza Gilkison. Take three. Hi, this is Tom Russell in Winnipeg, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Cassius Clay. I won the gold medal for the land of the free. Refused Vietnam, they took my license from me.
Flow like a butterfly, sing like a bee. My name is Muhammad Ali.
No Viet Cong ever called me nigger. No Sonny Liston ever called me a quitter. I threw that gold medal in the Mississippi River. My name is Muhammad Ali.
Flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee. My name is Muhammad Ali.
I came back and fought where the fighting was fair. In the tropics of Manila, in the jungles of Zaire. Up against George Foreman, they said I had no hope. The world with my rope and dope.
Ain't no Viet Cong ever called me nigger. No George Foreman ever called me a quitter. Flow like a butterfly, sing like a bee. My name is Muhammad Ali.
Tremble and slowly I walk. Was the Louisville
sure it's painful to talk, but all the little children know my heart is free. Don't cry for Muhammad Ali. Flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee. My name is Muhammad Ali. Flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee. My name is Muhammad Ali. His heart is tender, his soul is free. Don't cry for Muhammad Ali. Flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee. My name is Muhammad Ali. Flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee. My name is Muhammad Ali. Flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee. My name is Muhammad.
Down at the bottom of the Second Street Bridge, in a story I've often been told, beneath the water at the Second Street Bridge, there's a little piece of gold, has a gilt edge worn away, and the ribbon long ago rotted and frayed, as the rust eaten through like a cheap.
Go down with the world, your lashes.
there's a band called Freakwater with a song called Louisville Lip. So there's a legend that after he won the late heavyweight gold medal in 1960 at the Rome Olympics, Ali came home and him and his friend were refused service at a restaurant. It was a whites-only restaurant. And so he threw the medal in the river. Many people say, well, that's just not true. But, you know, it's a good story, and Freakwater got a good song out of it, so why not? We like that one. That is Freakwater. Before that, we heard Tom Russell from his album Modern Art with a song called Muhammad Ali. We heard Corey Brannan in there with his ode to Muhammad Ali as well. We heard the Ben Folds Five in there with a song called Boxing. Great, great song about Ali. And a couple of songs called The Greatest. We heard Cat Power. And before that, a song written by Dan Stewart as rendered by John D. Graham and Mike June. Now, there are so many songs about Muhammad Ali. I'm gonna just be done with those specifically about Ali for a little bit. I'm going to play a couple where he gets a token mention. You know, you gotta drop names in your song to make them more respectable. So I got a couple of songs where they dropped his name. And then just some other fun songs about boxers. All right, so here's one. Let's kick it off. This is a fun one. Let's throw it back to the Blues Galaxy for a minute. Play a great one from Texas. Here's the Fabulous Thunderbirds. See if you can spot the Muhammad Ali reference. That's the dance remix, apparently. CD, too. Let's go to this one.
shaking mind. One sold me a pair to Muhammad Ali, but I called him Clay, so he punched me out. Now I'm punch drunk in my wagon caboot.
This is Matthew Ryan. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, 101.5 UMFM, where you can curse.
Cold for the kids. plastic cords and a broken voice. A song of justice is no soaring wind your hug. It's a faraway dirge that might never come till we say, how do you say goodbye to a dream that just won't die? Is it a feeling or is it a lie? You're a boxer against the ropes, and there's blood rotted down your throat. But this is the fight you chose. Here we go.
And you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM.
I have a good day every now and then. I count my blessings on one hand.
I'm going to take a moment and tell you one historical fact about myself. I used to be a professional boxer. It's a true story. And the highlight of my career was a fight that was televised on USA's Tuesday Night Fight, where I fought a four-time world champion, Roberto Duran. And it's true. And like most fighters who fought Duran, I lost. I got stopped in the seventh round on account of a real bad cut I had over my eye. I couldn't see. But anyway, even though I lost to a better man, it's a great memory for me. And it's something I can, you know, tell about in my golden years. And it's also something I could put in a song. The whole song is not about the fight, only the last verse. The other two verses, one is about my 12-year stint in a chair factory. And the other one's about a girlfriend I had that cheated on me 151 times. It's called, that's my wife over there. She, as far as I know, she ain't cheated on me once. But we only been married 7 months, so I better not get too arrogant about it. This song is appropriately titled, I'd Rather Be a Hammer Than a Nail.
My boss man said, you better get to work before I have to let you go. He just walks around and he pays no mind to the sweat dripping off of my nose. But after 12 long years of him dogging me out, there's one thing I've learned well. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. My girlfriend, she went out on me 151 times. At least she was honest enough to admit it when she wasn't too busy lying. But I came to a realization the last time she kicked my tail. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. If you've ever been on the receiving end, then you know what it's like. A losing situation has been a story of my life. But I ain't gonna let it beat me down, and someday I'll prevail. Yes, I will. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
talking about? Alright, this is that part I was telling y'all about. Talks about the fight. I climbed in a ring with Roberto Duran, and the punches began to rain down. He hit me with a dozen hard uppercuts, and my corner threw in the towel. I asked him why he had to knock me out, and he summed it up real well. He said, I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. Situation has been a story of my life, but I ain't gonna let it beat me down, and someday I'll prevail. Yes, I will. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail.
Come to the door, Ma, and unlock the chain. I was just passing through and got caught in the rain. Well, there's nothing I want, nothing that you need say. Just let me lie down for a while and I'll be on my way. I was no more than a kid when you put me on the Southern Queen. With the police on my back, I fled to New Orleans. I fought in the dockyards and with the money I made. And fight was my home and blood was my tree. Baton Rouge, Ponchatoula, and Lafayette Town. Well, they paid me a money mine, I'm heading down. I did what I did, and it come easily. For strength and mercy, my role is strangers to me. Champion Jack Thompson, a fearful mud. Rain poured through the tent to the canvas and mixed with high blood. The 12th, I slipped my tongue over my broken jaw. And I stood over and pounded his bloody body into the floor. Well, the bell rang and rang, still I kept on. Till I felt my glove leather slip between his skin and bone. And the women and the money came fast in the days I almost drank. The women red and the money green, but the numbers were black. I fought with the man in the silk suits to lead on the bats. I took my good share of my head, no regrets. I took the fix, stayed on me with Big Johnny down. From high in the rafters, I watched myself fall. He raised his arm, my stomach twisted, in the sky it went black. I stuffed my bag with the good money and I never looked back. Understand the end, while every man plays a game. If you know me one different, then speak out his name. My voice now you don't recognize. And just open the door and look into your dark eye. I ask of you nothing, not a kiss, not a smile. Just open the door and let me lie down for a while. Now the gray rain's falling, my ring pattern. Sun work fields and alleys, I take a look on. If you'd better mind than me and just step to the line and show me your money and speak out your crime. Now there's nothing I want, not nothing that you need to say. Shipyard, a man draws a circle in the day. My God, I move with the sun and I take off my shirt. I study him with the cuts, the scars, the pain. Man, what time can he erase? I move hard to the left and I strike to the face.
Tell the band to go home. We don't want to hear it. 101.5 UMFM. This is Jesse DiNatale. Yeah. Every time. I'm sitting in that hallway where hate is what one loves. I'm sitting with my hands all laced inside his golden gloves. And I hate going back there, moving on at all. I hate all of the little things that make a person fall. So when
seldom told, I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie, lie-la-lie-lie-lie-lie-lie-lie-lie. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Lie, 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 lie
I guess if we're doing a show about Muhammad Ali and boxers, I guess we better play that one for you. There's Simon and Garfunkel with the classic "The Boxer" to end off that little theme. Before that, we heard a great one from Jesse DiNatale from his wonderful record "Soul Parade." We heard "The Bell." We heard Bruce Springsteen in there with a song called "The Hitter." Our old pal Paul Thorne, he don't come around here no more. "I'd Rather Be a Hammer Than a Nail" from Paul. We heard Matthew Ryan, title track to his album Boxers. We heard Gaslight Anthem in there singing about a boxer. We heard the Gourds dropping the name of Muhammad Ali in their song "My Name Is Jorge," and the Fabulous Thunderbirds and the Disco Dance remix that we played there for you. "Tough Enough," which also dropped the name of Muhammad Ali, great American icon, a guy who stood up for a lot of good causes and a lot of good people, did a lot of charity work, and seemed to be a pretty decent guy. Ron called in to tell us that he's human as well, which is good to know, you know. And well, we're glad he had a life well lived, and you know, his time was here. It's probably not a great tragedy when someone, you know, passes away later in life after having such a great life. Speaking of which, a Canadian icon of sorts just saw this. Former teen idol Bobby Curtola died at 73. That's something else, too. There's another kick in the... I know Gail is shocked. He was 73, Gail. He had a good run. He's, you know, his... I bet you he was. All right, I'm going to take a quick break and pay a couple of bills. I will come back and play some stuff. I have no idea what stuff that's going to be. So if there's something you want to hear, something you want to say, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. Find us on Facebook. But whatever you do, do stick around.